And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 14th of January, 2017. It's the birthday of Albert Schweitzer, born in Kaisersberg in the province of Alsace-Lorraine, 1875. He was a musical prodigy. He was a theologian, an expert on Bach and Goethe and Kant. And when he was 21, Schweitzer made a plan. For the next 9 years, he would devote himself to learning and religion, but once he turned 30, he would spend the rest of his life serving humanity. And so, on his 30th birthday, he went off to medical school. His wife, Helena, trained as a nurse at the same time so she could help him with his work. And in 1913, they set sail for French Equatorial Africa to set up a hospital in La Baronnais in Gabon. He paid for the hospital himself out of money he'd earned giving concerts. It was a rustic place, even dirty by Western standards. They worked by kerosene lamps, no electricity except in the operating rooms, no phones, no radios. Patients brought their family members to cook and care for them. Albert Schweitzer turned 90 years old in Gabon. He told his co-workers at his hospital, "I belong to you until my dying breath." He died 8 months later in the hospital that he'd built. He was buried near the banks of the Agouet River. The hospital now treats more than 35,000 people a year. It's the birthday of Emily Hahn, born St. Louis, 1905. She was one of the first women to get a degree in engineering from the University of Wisconsin at Madison in 1926, after which she and a friend dressed up as men and drove across the country in a Model T Ford. She was a woman always on the move. One of her catchphrases was, "Nobody said not to go." She became a writer for the New Yorker magazine, a career that lasted almost 70 years. Moved to Shanghai, became a correspondent there, took up smoking opium, had an affair with the head of British Army Intelligence in Hong Kong, had a daughter by him, moved back to New York City. And through all of this, Emily Hahn wrote 54 books and more than 200 articles for The New Yorker. She wrote about diamonds, about the Philippines, about primates. She wrote about her wartime romance in her book China to Me. And when she died at the age of 92, her granddaughter gave her eulogy in which she said, "Chances are your grandmother didn't smoke cigars and let you hold wild role-playing parties in her apartment. Chances are she didn't teach you Swahili obscenities. Chances are that when she took you to the zoo, she didn't start whooping at the top of her lungs as you passed the gibbon cage. Sadly for you, your grandmother was not Emily Hahn." Here's a poem by Mary Oliver, "Sunrise." You can die for it, an idea or the world. People have done so brilliantly, letting their small bodies be bound to the stake, creating an unforgettable fury of light. But this morning, climbing the familiar hills in the familiar fabric of dawn, I thought of China and India and Europe, and I thought how the sun blazes for everyone just so joyfully as it rises under the lashes of my own eyes. And I thought, I am so many. What is my name? What is the name of the deep breath I would take over and over for all of us? Call it whatever you want. It is happiness. It is another one of the ways to enter fire. Poem by Mary Oliver, "Sunrise," from her new and selected poems, published by Beacon Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices, subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org, and by Lumosity, with a 10-minute fit test to calculate baseline scores and training programs with 50 challenging brain games. Learn more at lumosity.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.